resume our meeting now. Going on to item number 7, our business items continue, which will be item C, discuss possible action to approve the property acquisition to extend Wallen Way. Jenny Knight.
Thank you, Mayor. So let me screen share for those on Zoom. We have before you the plat. This proposed property acquisition will extend Wallen Way from the existing boundary of Thoroughbred Meadows subdivision. It will be constructed through Summit Views phases 1 and 2 and connect on the south connection of the extended 1100 North, the city project that we connected 1100 North. The property the city is acquiring is outlined here in the hatched space, and we will acquire that property, and the developer will construct the road through the phases 1 and 2 of Summit Views. The right-of-way contract has been drawn up for this property acquisition, and the property has been identified and valued. We are paying a cost to cure for the landscaping that will be affected, and we are paying the site improvements as well. The total property acquisition cost for the project is $58,500, and staff is asking for an additional $3,000 to cover costs for third-party reviews for engineering and attorney's fees. And so staff is asking for approval of $61,500 paid for out of transportation impact fees.
Thank you. Any questions to clarify anything that you've been presented to council? If not?
So just a clarification, sure. The money basically is specifically designed to take care of these type of needs.
So transportation impact fees are collected according to the transportation facilities plan that we adopted, and those funds are paid at the building permit time for new development. The building permit fees are, the transportation impact fees are collected at that time, and then the expenditure of those fees is governed by the facilities plan. So it has to be identified on our plan, and then we can expend those funds. But those are protected funds.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Jenny. So I'll leave it to council. Do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the property acquisition for the amount of $61,500.
I'll second it.
All right, I have a motion and a second. I'm going to need a roll call on this also. Councilmember Jackson?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Williamson?
Yes.
Councilmember Fawcett?
Yes.
Councilmember Weiss?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries. Excuse me. Item number 8 is public comment. This is for the opportunity for those in the audience that have anything to bring before the council and come up and address the council on the podium. You have 3 minutes, and please state your name.
Jason Hadley in Harrisville, just north of the old golf course. I know that we've taken time and we've had hearings on the pits that are being discussed and planned on being voted for. I hope that many of you had an opportunity to read some of the things that have been shared. There are grave concerns, and I just want to share two important things that are part of my belief system in the role of government. And we believe that government properly exists by the consent of the governed and must be restrained from intruding into the freedoms of its citizens. The function of government is not to grant rights, but to protect the unalienable God-given rights of life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And a part of that is how we enact taxation. And I also believe that we accept the necessity for limited taxation in order for government to perform and administer those services that meet essential public needs. However, we recognize that the power to tax is the power to control. And so I believe that it is best that we control, that government should strictly control the amount of tax that's imposed. And so I think the purpose of a PID might have some bright upsides for the developers. They get to get away with absolutely zero risk, and they reap 100% of the reward. And yet the people who carry the burden are the taxpayers. We need to be responsible in how we care for our taxpayers. So thank you.
Thank you. If no more, I'm going to close that portion of the public comments and move on to item number 9. Mayor, also follow up. I'm going to start with our staff first, Chief Wilson is asked to be excused tonight. I'm going to go to Director Schinzel. Would you like to go report, please?
Just want to say thank you to Mayor and Council for a wonderful Christmas party and all the involvement there. You guys do for us as employees and make this a great, wonderful place to work. Right now, again, we're kind of in a whole pattern waiting for the snow to fall, but we are ready. So if and when that does come, we will be out plowing roads. We are diligently looking at our roadways right now, making sure that any potholes, things need to be filled, street lights, as we find that more darkness than daylight fill of the time of year, we're able to assess those a little bit better. And just overall trying to take care of all the development and make sure that we're on top of that, making sure that the infrastructure that's put in is in the best for what the city's needs and wants are. So that's about all what we've got right now, but if there's any questions, I'll feel free to answer.
There's one question that has been kind of raised. Now that we have access into our subdivision from Washington with this new development, what is the timing of putting a stop sign there?
That has been talked to with the developer. Again, I told them just as soon as a few days ago that they need to get at least a temporary sign in and get a permanent sign as soon as possible.
Okay.
Just because of the liability and
I figured it was the development's problem.
Yes, it is. That's not something the city takes care of, but it is something that once that road is opened, technically the developer says, well, it's not fully opened. They should be having barricades on it and shut it down until they have those street signs up. I've addressed that with them, and they say people move their barricades. So continue with them, but do what we can to make sure that that's up and even temporary and then up and as fast as possible.
Okay, thanks. That was my only question.
Yeah.
Once
Thank
again,
you.
Thanks for your staff helping me today.
Thanks.
Thank you, Justin. Director Pye.
First, just echo Justin on the Christmas party. We as staff feel your support, so we appreciate that. Just quickly on my agenda this week is the Santa of the Cabin, so touched on the agenda on that a little bit. The parade from 4 to 6, and Santa is there from 6 to 8. So pretty simple. If you have any questions, have to answer. If not, that's all I've got.
Have you published the parade route? Where can we find that? Where can we tell
it
people?
It should be on the website. Cynthia takes care of that. So.
Okay. So we'll go to the website.
Yeah, there's two or three different avenues that she publishes that through.
Okay.
So.
Any questions for Brent? Thank you, Brent.
Thank you.
Jenny Nunn.
Mayor, I'd just like to also, with Chief Wilson not in attendance tonight, the Shop with the Hero event is on Saturday morning, where they've invited those kids to participate in that. So if you hear a lot of sirens on Saturday, early Saturday morning, it'll be that event coming from the cab and down to Walmart for that event. And I just wanted to briefly, I have a visual aid with me tonight. I think I mentioned that this county was putting together a housing kind of overview for the newly elected legislators. That was held on the 21st, I believe, of November, right before the week before Thanksgiving. And as part of that, the county asked each city to kind of have a visual display of the impact of housing and the needs that we have in our city. So just as a visual to show council how well Jones takes on the task, I asked them to outline all of the developments that we have approved. So these are just approved developments and the anticipated housing projects that will come up in with this. And then they've taken the facilities plans, like we were talking about earlier, the transportation facility plan. They've taken all of those plans and they've indicated the impact of these developments on our facilities. And so as you use this map, you can see that the hatching over here in the purple coloring shows that we have a deficiency in secondary water on that west side of Highway 89. This is the corridor that's actually affected by lack of secondary water and why we had to create our 4 mile special service district and why we have to have special board meetings and annex those properties into to provide those services to the public. And then the green is sewer and the orange dots are stormwater. So as you can look through this map, I was very impressed by, they took the concept I had in my mind and put it on paper. And this will actually be used. The League of Cities and Towns took copies that they were in attendance and they wanted to use this as a template for cities to be able to show legislators that it isn't a lack of our abilities to approve and allow housing to come into our communities, but it has an impact on our infrastructure. It has an impact on our transportation and it's having a direct impact on the city. And this was kind of a visual of that. So I just wanted to share that with you that Jones, they really do, we have a great partnership with them, and so they're able to kind of get a hold as they're involved in our projects and in our development with our subdivision approvals. They know what impact these housing developments are having. Those are all approved. So as you can see on the bottom of that, just with approvals, we have an anticipated 1,213 new home housing units that will be coming into Harrisville with the completion of those projects. I just wanted you to be aware, we're in the middle of revamping our website, so I'm not sure where that would be located at this point, but we hope to have that type of information available to our residents and our public. So that would be my report. And my apologies that I missed the wonderful Christmas party.
I'm gonna add on to that meeting that the county had. Each city was asked to bring something like this. Harrisville really showed up and showed everybody else what the example would be. And then the league said, can we take your example and take it to Capitol Hill? So just so you know, our staff went above and beyond to create this, and the league is very impressed with what's happening in Weber County. So I want to let you know that. We'll go on to council follow-up. Max, do you have anything? Okay, Rover.
We had a very great luncheon today and enjoyed the brisket. But it was a good Christmas party. We reached out to the United First Methodist Church because they had a small choir and asked them to come and do a performance for our senior citizens. And it was a neat experience to be able to reach out across into other city communities and share ideas and thoughts and interests. They invited us to come to their Christmas chorale program that's coming up next Wednesday, and that invitation was taken in heart by a lot of people who want to come, and it was just a delightful time and a great interaction between their choir and the citizens here. And we knew each other, a lot of people knew each other, so anyhow, it was a great experience. Just thank you for the opportunity to work with our seniors.
Yes, thank you. Karen?
Okay, Blair.
seems to like we just kind of renew the end of the year in December, and I just want to tell you how much we all appreciate all of you. Council, appreciate you stepping up to serve. It's not always easy, and there's been some tough decisions this year, and I appreciate that. And with that, I would like to wish all of you happy holidays and Merry Christmas, and can we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. It's adjourned.